The town of Cave Creek can be noisy, usually because of the sound of motorcycles, but the volume has been high for other reasons lately. First, Cave Creek had a pseudo-battle with Scottsdale over who had claimed the crown of the westmost western town. Now comes word that all of the town's council members except for the mayor could be recalled. One group is looking to oust four new council members. Another group wants to kick out the other councilman. Arizona Republic reporter Philip Haldeman has been covering the story and joins me now. Phil, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Steve.
What have you learned about why the recall efforts have been introduced? Do they seem to have legs?
It's hard to say at this point. Like you said, they've got two camps here. One is formed by Cave Creek residents Susan Clancy and Hanny Saba. They're trying to oust the newcomers who were just elected last year. They are Mike Durkin, Reg Monachino, Charles Spitzer, and Vice Mayor Adam Trank. And this effort was... It's not been terribly unknown that this was going to happen. Their first piece of business for the new council, the first thing that they did was oust the former town manager, Usama Abu-Jabara. And I think that a lot of people were upset about that. And so I think it kind of divided the town, and I think that's a lot of where this particular recall effort is coming from. On the other hand, the other camp was... A big surprise to me, actually. This recall movement is organized by residents Carrie Smith and Pauline Ann Smith, and they're trying to oust incumbents Tom McGuire and Ernie Bunch, and they have quite an experience on council, and that came as a big surprise to me. And they haven't given... both of these camps are citing fiscal irresponsibility, misrepresenting the public during the election, and lack of transparency. Those are the reasons why they want to be recalled. But they haven't gone into too much depth, at least with me, about specific reasons about why they want to get rid of these councilmen.
So we couldn't even speculate that maybe it's just a backlash in response to the effort to try to get rid of four new council members. It's just like, I'll show you. We can't really even say that.
No, I mean, not really. I mean, I think it's more... I think there's... At least as far as the first camp, I think there's just maybe a lot of emotion because Usama Abu-Jabara was town manager for about more than a decade, actually. And he had a big following, but during that time, during his tenure, there was division and a lot of people that really supported him and thought he did great things for the town. But on the other hand, there was a camp that said, you know, he's been kind of maybe heavy-handed with the council, with past councils. And so I think that's where a lot of the attention comes from.
So, Phil, considering six council members could be up for recall, how did the longtime mayor avoid any kind of effort related to a recall?
Well, Mayor Vincent Francia, he has been mayor for eight consecutive terms. The last two terms, at least the last two terms, I'm sure, that he was not, he ran unopposed. So... Mayor France is very, very popular in town, and I don't think that even if they were able to get enough petitions to recall him, I'm not sure if they'd be able to find anybody that would want to run against him in a recall election, you know? So, it's really interesting.
Let's hear what you think or what the council members have told you. I'm actually especially interested in if any of the council members were really offended by this concept of trying to get recalled.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but maybe offended is a harsh word,
okay.
But definitely upset, you know what I mean? Because they've actually been working together pretty well since they got elected last year. And a lot of them told me they've already put in a lot of work, and they don't really, I mean, they see this as a hindrance towards doing bigger and better things for the town, you know? I know that a few council members have talked about the local newspaper up in Cave Creek, Sonoran News, and how that the local newspaper has been against the new council coming in. And they've used, some council members have said that the newspaper has used its platform to not support the newcomers, basically.
Interesting. Arizona Republic reporter Philip Haldeman covers Cave Creek, which has been pretty interesting lately. Phil, we wish you good luck in that. Thanks very much for the time.
Hey, no problem.